So the first thing I invite all of us to do is to close our eyes and feel into connecting all together by imagining, sensing, feeling, or visualizing all of us in this moment holding each other's hands. And in holding each other's hands, we're going to just send an energetic communication of acknowledgement to those who are grieving. We see your pain. We acknowledge your loss. We acknowledge your grief. We see you. We acknowledge your sadness. Please know that we are here for you. You have a family. You have a group of old souls that are supporting you in this moment. And we have a message that every time you are feeling grief, the invitation is that you feel us around you, holding hands, giving a gentle hug, acknowledging you, supporting you, and loving you, and reminding you to allow yourself to feel the grief and know that as each day goes by, we will continue loving you and holding you until you move into that place where the grief can soften a little and you can think of that person with a memory where you're not reduced to tears and devastation. Eventually you will get to that place where your heart will be bursting with joy at having had the opportunity to create such precious moments and memories together. And feeling that love and support, we will continue holding hands together and loving one another as we receive the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This entire month, the subject of the channelings is about timing. We started last week this entire series talking about the planet. Now we get into something a little more esoteric, and then next week, a little more personal. These are things that I have told you in passing before, in other channels, perhaps with other subjects. We did a channel regarding past lives, and in that, we discussed some of the things I'm going to tell you today, but not all of them. We're going to talk about the timing of your incarnations. Yes, there is. We discussed at one time before the actual process of your coming and going. This has been a subject of so much interest to so many of you. Until we get to that place that is very non-linear and very unhuman-like, when we tell you that you've chosen your family and you get together as a group and choose what you're going to do next, and some of it is seemingly what you would never choose if you were here. That tells you what the mind of God is like. It tells you what happens on the other side of the veil that you don't have here. It tells you who you really are when you're not here. Again, dear ones, when you're on the other side of the veil, there is a mastery that occurs that is dynamically related to your lives on the planet. And that has to do with timing. what happens here in this lifetime will often determine the timing of the next. So let me explain. You come into the planet, you live many lives, and at some point in time, many of you start to awaken as an old soul. Not all of you, but many of you. And this is simply because you have spent so much time on the planet cumulatively that it starts to then mature you when you get back. So indeed, there are things you remember very vividly from lifetime to lifetime. And part of that remembrance, perhaps, is being here and knowing what to expect. When you first arrive, you don't know what to expect. You spend several lifetimes learning how Earth works. You do. And as you then come back and you come back and you come back, what you carry in with you is almost like a remembrance of being human. Not the particulars, not the gender, not really. But you have a comfortable spot of being human, whereas the first time you arrived, you had to get used to it. The second time, a little more. And the third time, begin to say, okay, that's who I am. That's all figuratively, not in your mind as a human. But that's what you see as you look backwards and you see these lives and what they meant. But now I'm talking to old souls. In general, I'm talking to those who have been here over and over and over and over. So let's say, as an awakening old soul, you have made some choices in this life. And they're choices that you never made in other lives. They're unusual. Perhaps they go even against your culture. Perhaps you have awakened and stepped out of the things that your parents told you you should be in. Perhaps that your friends also looked the other way as you stepped out into that which is a belief system which you know carries more love and compassion and understanding and maturity and enlightenment than where you were before. And let's say that happened. And if it did, that puts you perhaps in a place where your life changes dramatically. Perhaps it even ripped you out of what you learned to do or did half your life or most of your life, and you find yourself now doing something completely different. I speak of my partner. That's exactly what happened to him. He did the reverse of what his family wanted, the reverse of what his friends wanted, even those in his business wanted. And he turned his back figuratively on an old energy where most of them were, and walked into a place where they all, almost all of them, looked the other way. To such a degree that he had to learn that they had passed on months after they had passed on. That's how removed they were by choice from his choice. And many of you are the same way. Now let's say that happens to you. And you go to the other side when you pass over, as they say. And on the other side, can you see how that might change what you do next? Now, pay attention, because this violates the rules of everything you've been told about the timing of reincarnation. Let's say at that moment that you move to the other side of the veil and you're in that beautiful soul energy, and you look back upon the planet, and let's say you see something that's happening, and you realize that in 20 years, you're supposed to be part of it. Would that affect how quickly you reincarnate? And the answer is yes, and you come back in less than 3 months. Now, think about that. You have been told, perhaps, that reincarnation does not happen that quickly. This time it did, because you had to come back to be with something that could possibly happen in 20 years if the Earth kept going the way it was. No one can tell you what's going to happen. But the trends are there. Now, we've told you that before. And so in you come again to grow up. So by the time you're 20, 21, 22, you can firmly be part of something What if that something was a new government? What if that something was new healing modalities that you were perfectly fit for? Think about that. Now, let's do the reverse. Let's say that you pass over as an old soul, and you are there looking at what's going on, and you realize that there is a partnership that you had enjoyed all of your life or some of your life, but it was profound. It was an old soul partnership. And at some level, you're speaking to the soul of that partner, and the agreement is, we will wait until that partner also transitions. And we will come in so that we are in the same kind of an age area, so we will rekindle that partnership. And we'll put ourselves in the same area, so it is likely we'll find one another and continue where we left off. Whoa. And what if that takes 10 years? 5 years? You have just affected the timing of your reincarnation. You have no hurry. Dear ones, the timing of incarnation is almost completely and totally set by what happens to you now in this lifetime. And it didn't used to. In an older energy, it was more of a pattern. And you came in more of a pattern, certain number of years or months, more of a pattern, but not now. So you might say the new energy on this planet has affected even the things of the Akash. Even the things that you might not think were affected, they're more in your control than you know. And that is the best news I could ever bring you. A control of compassion and love for you. You now choose to continue your experiences so that you can help this planet the most. In the past, it was to continue experiences so you could help yourself the most and have different experiences so you karmically could be prepared for anything. And now it's a bit different. You are in love with this planet, and I am in love with you. Dear ones, for what you do, for what you're going through, for what you will do, on the future that we see on this planet that is light and bright, more so than you even think. I mean, crying in love with humanity, I've said that. Believe it. And so it is.